Hello, the Thrive Minister of Prophetess Psalm 91, episode 261, 261. So let's personalize Psalm 91, verse 11. For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands. Verse 12, lest I dash my foot against a stone. This is your story. The angels all over you, all around you. Angels of God, you are their charge. So we're looking at Zacharias and his encounter with the angel at the right side of the altar, and he spoke and said to him that your son, you're going to bear a son, and your son will confront kings. You have the spirit and the power of Elijah on him. And again he said to him, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. So reading Luke 1:17, okay, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So why was God going to do that? He says that he is going to get ready some people, special people. What's going to happen? He's going to give them the wisdom of the just. So these are disobedient people, but God is going to give them, turn them around, and they are going to have the wisdom of the just, and he's also going to make ready a people prepared for God. He's going to turn off the hearts of the fathers to the children. Hearts of the fathers to the children. So it's a ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. That is what John is coming to do. So part of his work was that he was going to bring the ministry of reconciliation. He was going to reconcile the disobedient and disobedient, those who the fathers also whose heart were turned from the children, is going to turn the father's heart. And then he's also going to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So the agenda of John the Baptist is spelled so clearly, so clearly. And the thing about such an encounter is that because it's a spiritual thing, often the Holy Spirit will imprint these words into your mind. You can, they are unforgettable. I don't know how it is like. I was telling somebody of my encounter. I'll later give it to you. But I mean, I want us to just soak ourselves in the encounters, biblical encounters, and then my encounter or any other person's encounter will just be a bonus, because the real thing is that what we're seeing written in these pages were written for our admonition, so that we know that these are the things God has planned for us. This is what God has planned for you and I. And then we are open, we make ourselves ready to have these encounters. But we know that, I mean, whether I see the angels or not, they are present. They are workers. The workers are working. The workers have to go to work. They always have to go to work. I mean, it's not dependent on you. Is dependent on God, and his workers are already at work. So if your eyes are open, your eyes are open and you see them, then it is just because God gave you the privilege of seeing into the spirit realm to see the angels. So this was what was given to John's father, that number one, he's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and then the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. And then also to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. The three-man agenda, 3 points agenda was given to him so clearly. This is this role. This is what he's going to do. You have to ask yourself, what is my agenda? What has God planned for me? And seek to know it and to walk in them. You see, because we are his workmanship, according to Ephesians, created in Christ unto good works. So we've already been created. The works that we're going to work is a continuation of the ministry of Jesus. What Jesus has come to do already. The life he's giving us is a life he came to live already. And is given to us to continue living it. Oh, it's such a blessed thing to be born again. To be a child of God. So here was the 3 points ministry or life or purposes of,
of John the Baptist. There is a purpose for your life. Don't live and die and go like that without fulfilling purpose. You must, there is a reason why you were created. You must find out that thing and walk in it. Walk in what God has. And there is nothing like fulfilling what God, listen, security, 100% security is in doing what God has planned for you. There is nothing like, provision will follow, it will come to you. If you are in where God wants you, provision will follow, it will come to you. It will, you are doing what God wants you to do, fear not, it will come to you. So this was the 3-point agenda of John the Baptist. May the points of agenda for your life be realized by you, because it's already planned by God. Connect into the Spirit, connect into the Word. The Word gives clearly what you are supposed to be. It is there. He is the light of the world. All those things, they are meant for you. You're blessed. Bye.